I want to talk to you about citizenship. If you've ever had the privilege of crossing the border, you would find out that unless you have a passport, you cannot cross our borders. I've had the privilege, and I love camping, and I've had the privilege of being to Namibia and Zambia and Botswana and Mozambique and these places, and without doubt, every time that we cross the border, they ask you for your passport, your ID documents. Now, if you look at the definition of that on the internet, it says it's an official document issued by government certifying the holder's identity and citizenship and entitling them to travel under its protection to and from foreign countries. That's what a passport is. Your identity document tells everybody else that you a South African, that you a citizen of this kingdom, of this country, right here in South Africa. And there's no doubt. And we have seen what is called in this country a word that has come to the fore, xenophobia, when there's a fear of foreigners that come to this country for various reasons, and we have seen the results of that. But as a citizen, a person who legally belongs to that country, I'm speaking to citizens this morning of South Africa, but I want to take it one step further. Because if you belong legally to South Africa, you have the right and the protection of that country. And I'm going to touch on a couple of hard things here on this Friday morning, but truth remains that citizens adopts the culture and the practices of the nation or the kingdom to which they belong. Isn't that true? I mean, we've got a kingdom not far from us, Eswatini, the kingdom of Swaziland, the kingdom of Lesotho. And so we understand kingdom, and we understand what we're talking about. But there's a truth that citizens adopt the culture and the practices of that nation. You know, and I know, because it's been preached far and wide, that every human being is born into the kingdom of this world. The kingdom of this world, I'm speaking a little bit wider than South Africa. When I talk about the kingdom of this world, I'm talking about a kingdom in which Satan rules. You might say, where do I get that from? Well, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4 says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers, the God of this world, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You see, in this kingdom, in this world where we find ourselves, people naturally adopt the culture and the practices of that kingdom, the kingdom of this world. And consequently, we grow up adopting the cultures and the practices and the values that he instigates. And if you're saying to me, where do you get this from? Well, God's word teaches us about that. Genesis 3 and verse 1, it says, the serpent was more crafty than any other beast in the field that the Lord has made. And he said to the woman, and that's where it all gone wrong. Did God actually say? Slap the question mark on what God said. And so people in this world grow up adopting the culture, the practices and the values that he instigates, putting a question mark on the gospel. I've spoke about it, I think, on Monday. Nobody doubts that Jesus lived. I spoke to somebody yesterday from another religion, and this individual said, yes, we believe in Jesus. We believe in Jesus. We call him Isa. He's just a prophet. You see, when we speak about Jesus, nobody doubts that he walked the earth, that he came to this world, that he actually lived. When we speak about God, then immediately there's a huge question mark on it. Where is this God? Does he exist? And so we grow up adopting the culture and the practices and the values of this world. And we live according to the standards and the practices and the values of this world. You might say to me, that's not true. Well, my Bible in 1 John 2 and verse 16 says something different. It says, for all that is in the world. Listen to this. All that is in the world. And the Bible talks about the three sins that destroys mankind. The three sins that rips us apart, that defines our culture, our practices, our values, which is instigated by the evil one. The desires of the flesh. The desires of the flesh. Just look at the sexual. Look at the world around us. What is portrayed as to be acceptable. The lifestyles. The flesh. How we eat and indulge ourselves. How many obese people are there in the world? You see, for all that's in the world, the desires of the flesh. The desires of the eye, number two, the eyes. The things that we see. I want, because you have. Ek wil hê wat jy het. Ek is nie tevrede met wat ek het nie. And the pride of life, our ambitions to climb that ladder and net om bo uit te kom en uit te vind, hy staan teen die verkeerde muur. What is your ambitions in life? If you could ask the Lord anything right now, what would that be? The Bible says in 1 John 2 and verse 16, these things are not from the Father, but from the world. These things are from the kingdom of this world. You see, Satan's kingdom enslaves its citizens. Romans 6:16 says, do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. Either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness. Who are you a citizen of this morning? And if you say to me, well, South Africa, the Bible says we're supposed to be sojourners. We're supposed to be just passing through. We're supposed to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But Satan's kingdom enslaves its citizens. It darkens the hearts and the minds of people in this world to blindly follow the leader in every sin. It pulls mankind deeper and deeper into slavery. We remain captives of this kingdom of sin, headed for destruction until the Lord Jesus comes and frees us. Jesus, I mean, you have heard this so many times, but maybe you're enslaved, maybe you're struggling with sin. And you've been crying out to God and say, Lord, set me free no more. Het jy die ID dokumente, het jy die paspoort, weet jy waarvan ek praat, lees jy jou Bybel. That gives you direction. The Bible says, Ephesians 2 and verse 1 and 4, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. Follow the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, until the Lord Jesus Christ set you free from that. You see, those who desire fellowship with Jesus Christ and those who focus on earthly pursuits, there are only two roads. Which one are you on this morning? The Bible says, for as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Many. And I have seen this in this so-called enlightened age, in this modern day and age. Citizens of this world, who lives as enemies of the cross, who refuse to have anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says their destiny is destruction, their God is the stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their minds is set on earthly things. Those who do not know Christ live only for this world and the pleasures that they can find for themselves. They are citizens of this world and live by the rules and the value systems of this world. Do you know what it means to be a citizen of God's kingdom? A citizen of heaven. How do I become a citizen of heaven? How do I get a passport to go to heaven? Well, if you are born again, John 3, you must be born again, as Jesus said to that spiritual bowing Nicodemus who came to him in the middle of the night. If we are born again by faith in Jesus Christ, John 3 and verse 3, Jesus answered him, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, and you know what, it's almost 2,000 years ago, and I'm not preaching, I'm sharing the truth with you. The words of our Redeemer, your Redeemer, my Redeemer, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again, and you will know if you are born again this morning. I'm not talking about a superficial Christianity. You see, everybody is Christian until it turns biblical, until we examine ourselves. We are born again by faith in Jesus Christ. We are born into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew speaks about it. Matthew 3 and verse 2. The word of God says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those words ring true on this Friday morning as well, 13 minutes after 6. As much as it did 2,000 years ago. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Listen, this is probably one of the most scariest verses in all of God's word. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Are you a citizen of heaven this morning? Bible says in Romans 14:7, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit? It's not the values and the culture of this world. You see, the Bible is speaking of those who have had a spiritual rebirth. Philippians 3 and verse 20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. You know, I sometimes cry out about to the Lord and say, Lord, just look at the world around us. Just listen to the news this morning. The madness, the greed, the corruption, the vileness. Lord, what's going on in our country? And God says, you're just a sojourner. You're just passing through. You're supposed to be a citizen of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. Can you say that? Are you eagerly awaiting a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus spent much of his earthly ministry explaining the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says in Matthew 4 and verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, repent. His first words ever. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he compared it to many things. The kingdom of heaven, including a wheat field, in which the weed grow along with the wheat, the onkruit en die koring. And when you look at scripture, you see the plants appear to be identical at first. But they were separated at the harvest. As jy die grens oorsteek, when you cross that creek, as jy by die grenspos deurgaan, en jy haal jou ID-boeke uit, is jy a citizen van Suid-Afrika, of is jy a citizen van die hemel, a burger van die hemel? The truth is often that the citizens of heaven and those of this world appears identical. And only God knows the difference. There's a sad truth and a frightening truth that many people appear to be citizens of heaven. And you know that no rebirth has ever taken place in your heart. But you call yourself Christian because you ticked the box. There was no other tick box to tick. Are you just appearing to be a citizen of heaven? Or can you testify to rebirth this morning? Can you testify that Christ Jesus is your Savior? Can you testify this morning that Jesus is God? The Bible says when God grants us citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, we become new creatures. Die vrug van die Gees, 2 Corinthians 5:17, talks about new creatures. Therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Can you testify to that this morning? He sends His Holy Spirit to indwell your spirit man, my spirit man, and our bodies becomes His temple. It's not yours anymore. It belongs to God. Well, right from the word get-go, but so many people refuse to believe that. It's amazing what we do to our bodies. But then, if you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will begin to transform you. Our sinful worldly desires into those that glorify God. His goal is to make us more and much like Jesus. We are given power and privilege of exiting the world's flawed systems and living for eternity. The Bible says in 1 John 2, listen to what it says, do not love the world or the things of this world. If anybody loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Here's that scripture again. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not from the Father. You see, to be adopted into the family of God means that you and I becomes citizens of an eternal kingdom where our Father is our King. We God, eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and we testify to that unashamedly. Our focus turned to eternal things, storing up treasures in heaven. Does it make sense to you what I'm talking about? And we consider ourselves ambassadors to this earth until our Father sends for us, or we can go home? Are you an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Het Louis Malherbe gesê, die enigste ding wat saak maak is wanneer laat het jy 'n verlore siel na Jesus toe gebring. You see, my brother, my sister, we live for a very short time in these physical bodies. Death and taxes, the only thing that is sure. You will die. You will die. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. How do I know that's true? Because of prophecies in the Bible, the only book in the world that we can prove its value by the truths of the prophecies being fulfilled to the letter. We live for a short time in these physical bodies, anticipating the bright future in our real home. But while here, we share Abram's experience living like a stranger in a foreign country. Can you say that this morning? Ek onthou in my jong dae, die patriotisme. En dan wanneer die Here jou kom red, nou het ek 'n patriotisme vir 'n hemelse koninkryk. Nou het ek 'n zeel vir 'n hemelse koninkryk. Abram said he was living like a stranger in a foreign country, looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God Himself, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Het jy daai paspoort? Kan jy volgend getuig? Can you testify that you indeed are a citizen of heaven? That God's passport is written on your heart, that you can testify to spiritual rebirth, that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as a God that came to this world for no other reason but to set you free from the darkness of this world. Hierdie wêreld. Jy hoef net om jou te kyk wat aangaan, jy hoef net na die nuus te kyk om te besef waarvan ek praat. Which means, if the answer is yes, you are a fellow brother and sister of God's kingdom, of God's heaven. Ek sê altyd vir my vrou, ek sal wat wil gee om jou in die hemel te sien. En die Bybel sê in die hemel is ons nie getroud nie. Ek vra vir haar, waar kry ek jou? Sy sê vir my, by die kore. Daar waar hulle koor sing, ek sê, met die hele plek sal vol kore wees wat lof bring aan God. Sy sê vir my, by die waterstroom en by die boom van die lewe. And I think, overall, the tree of life, Christ, Messiah, this morning a yearning to have fellowship with you. Om vir jou die ID document te gee, die paspoort in jou hand te gee, en jy die gevoel het van, shoo, ek kan deurgaan. I can cross this border, I can cross this creek, I will be okay. I will be accepted into God's kingdom, because I have a passport. God's passport is written on my heart. I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, I want to pray with you this morning. It's never too late. Today is the day of salvation, says the Bible. Right here, right now. Shall we go to the Lord in prayer? And so, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the beauty of your word, that we can declare as Abram did once, I'm a stranger in a foreign country, and I'm looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, I confess with my mouth that I'm a sinful man. That I've not just sinned, Lord, but done nothing else but sin. And I ask you, by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, to forgive me this morning for His atonement on the cross, Lord. I accept that Christ has died for my sins. And right here on this Friday morning, the 10th of June, in the middle of winter, I lay down my life before this, Lord. I accept, Lord, that invitation of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and fill that inner void in my spirit man. And from this day forth, Lord, let it be known that my name is now written into the book of life. I am now a citizen of heaven. No longer tied up by the things of this world, but a new creation in Christ Jesus. As your word says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. I confess now with my mouth that you, my Lord Jesus Christ, lives in me, as your Bible states. Holy Spirit, lead me this day in obedience to follow you, Lord. To follow you wherever you will lead me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.